Hello, and welcome to episode 51 of Desi Books, news and views about Desi literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Bart. Thank you for tuning in. In today's Desi Reads segment, we have Rohan Chetri reading from his latest poetry collection, Lost, Hurt, or In Transit Beautiful. Rohan is a writer and translator. He is the author of Slow Startle, which was the winner of the Emerging Poets Prize in 2015, and Lost, Hurt, or In Transit Beautiful, which is out this year in India and the US. He has co-edited Srila Ray on the Life and Work of an American Master with Kazim Ali. He is a recipient of a 2021 Penheim Grant for translation, and his poems have appeared in the Paris Review, Revue Europe, Agni Magazine, and they've been translated into Greek and French. In his latest collection, Lost, Hurt, or In Transit Beautiful, inherited literary forms like the ode, the lyric, and pristine tercets are juxtaposed with gorgeously fractured and stylistically daring hybrid forms. The end result is a work in which poetic technique is brought to bear on lingering questions of identity, artistic tradition, and the cruelty implicit in language itself. Here, form, grammar, and syntax function as a kind of containment, but also a ruined field that is rife with possibility. He dramatizes and resists the ways that language and its implicit logic limit what is possible within our most solitary reflections, defining even those vague dreams that in the end we greet alone. This is how violence enters a poem, he explains, through a screen, door crawling out, and mother asleep on the couch. These pieces are as lyrical as they are grounded, and as understated as they are ambitious. In my language, there is a name for this music, he tells us. And as this stunning collection unfolds, he reminds us, with subtlety and grace, that the smallest stylistic decisions in poetry are politically charged. This is a haunting book. Most of that was from the Kundiman Prize citation. And now, here's Rohan Chetri reading from his collection, Lost, Hurt, or In Transit Beautiful, and the transcript of this set of poems is also on the website.
I'm going to be reading a few poems from my new book, Lost, Hurt, or In Transit Beautiful. The first poem is called The Singing Bone. The shaman comes to the valley after midnight, circling our boarding house. Pinned to our small beds, in terror, we listen to the clean music of bones. Later, through a rift in the curtain, we squint into the mist but cannot see the past from a man blowing the trumpet of a suicide's hollow shinbone. 20 years will pass before I understand this music robbed from a grave. Sleepless in the new world, listening to the laboring salt trucks make rounds on the frozen streets, it will come back to me all at once. The echo chamber of the creaking bamboo grove where we smoked our first cigarette. The army of deaf and mute in the village who spoke only in obscene gestures. The lonely daughter from the herbarium who wrote letters to us in a hand scrawl. The old house now replaced by something modern, architecture standing in for a woman's death. Her husband's slow breakdown coursed for months, the clocks telling him to jump off a cliff, the second marriage hurried in mourning. The white seed of lunacy sleeps, then swells to its fate. But all our fears of summer snakes and rabid dogs, everything depended on them granting a safe passage through fields redolent with the smell of semen after a night of rain. Caught in the downpour, we stood under eaves of caves. The wind churned some vegetation pushed up lightless from the silver-blue mud. We hollowed hovels out of lantana brambles, where we spoke in the voices of already grown men. In winter, I traveled down as the coiling roads of the world grew dark. I held my insides, bile-soaked, where joy trembled, prospect of home washed in the wretch of anxiety. My history of nausea in the cold half-light of childhood, where did it come from? Mother, or the long descent in the old manner of hell, the asphalt frozen, slippery all the way home. The shaman returns the next morning for alms. Turmeric, rice, strip of black cloth. We circle him. The mystification undone in daylight. Just a man bruised from the cold, with children starving somewhere in the mountains across the border, as we sit here, goading him to reveal to us the singing bone. This next poem is called Border Song. We live downwind of a bakery, butter, sesame, roasted black cumin. From a mosque, downwind drifted prayer, erasing the gummy hour of the wolf. Sleepy holler of a child muezzin. We live downwind of a temple. Incense, synonymous with the clear earache of a gong, hallowing a bell's rim before withering to the ground. Downwind of a cremation cart, incense, another kind, clawing, rot sweet, burning flesh masked in clarified butter, wood smoke, hunger, all synonyms for the Lord's true name. From the butcher shop, downwind musk of flensed pelt, shit-gutted intestines, opaque green eyes on severed goat heads. Downwind we lift two of the army barracks, once a youth club, our tennis tables, moonlighting for the feast of soldiers. In the night fragrant with the tea garden's first flush, we heard the pain-astonished men thrashing upside down as a baton tore wells into their calves. Our tall house stood downwind of a peaceful kingdom's border, order of fermented betel nut, what the Rinpoche once bestowed to the cannibals in lieu of their blood-rimmed thirst and craving of gnawbone. Then one night, truck after stealth green, truck full of families packed to the hull like horses for the new world. Downwind of the grimy brothels in the border town we visited as boys, petrified we would run into our own fathers. Smell of talcum and attar that bloomed at nightfall and withered by dawn on a long Bhutanese street called Chinese Line. all the nameless villages in between, blurred in the nightly music that blared from loudspeakers to scare the elephants marauding the fields. Downwind of the two severed heads of the Liberation Front leaders hung from a branch of a guava tree in the putrid summer of the old revolution. The women marched in gunmetal silence, torches blinking in the rain, rhyme of slogans plucked from their cleaved tongues. Downwind blew kerosene and rag smoke in some young martyr's evening. This last poem is a sonnet. It's called Mezza Voce, and it is also the last poem in the book. Mezza Voce. All summer, the half voice lurked behind me, and I played deaf for days, for to live, to not write about it, to use my body, part the river's flesh to operate. Machinery is human too, to love, and for once stay awake through it all. Now it comes like the deer sleeved, out of the green and clean staccato, all corpuscle and hunger. No, not the deer, the ravens calling for the wolves to split open the light from the dead deer's belly, jeweled in the dark purse of its pelt. We are each given heaven for brief, so heavy, we put it down, dance small around it. Thank you.
You've been listening to episode 51 of Desi Books, news and views about Desi literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Bart. Thank you for tuning in. Today's Desi Read segment was with Rohan Chetri reading from his latest poetry collection, Lost, Heard, or In Transit Beautiful. Episode 52 will be up shortly. Follow on Twitter at Desi Books, on Instagram at Desi.books, Facebook at Desi Books FB. Tag the accounts if you have requests or suggestions. And please go to the website, desibooks.co, if you'd like to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Also, please share this on via social media to support the poet and help raise the tide of South Asian literature. Thank you. Stay healthy, keep reading, and write well.